text, Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. A carousel spins. Titled, The Sweetest Christmas. The red and white carousel is filled with unoccupied horse seats. Credits, Lacey Chabert, Lee Coco, Brendan Sunderland, Jonathan Adams, Laura Gilchrist, Lane Edwards. Casting by Candice Alzinka. Music by Patrick Caird. A tree-shaped cookie is decorated with icing and sprinkles. Cookies are shaped like Santa's sleigh and reindeer. Two children sprinkle sugar on the cookies from above.
More snow? Oh, that looks great.
A woman takes a picture.
And I think that's a wrap. Perfect. All right, now I'll email these off and just keep my fingers crossed.
Do you think you'll get into the contest this year, Aunt Kylie?
Who knows? Maybe this year I'll have a Christmas miracle. Oh, thank you for your help, ladies.
Thank you.
Kylie hands them each a cookie. Behind her in the kitchen is an advent calendar. Time passes, and 16 days are now open. Text, 2 weeks later, Kylie is now building a gingerbread house.
Can I have the roof, Aunt Kylie? Can I have the tree?
I thought you might ask for that. So I made these.
I want a star. Me too.
Well, I actually made these for Santa, but you know what? If you eat them really fast, I'll never know. Too late. I saw.
And I have a direct line to Santa.
No, Mom, you want to bake like Aunt Kylie.
See, the great thing about pretend baking is that it can happen just as easily in the living room, far away from real hot ovens. Let's go.
Dad playfully chases the two children out of the room.
Kylie, this is even better than that sleigh you made a few weeks ago.
You think? Are you talking about the one for the American gingerbread competition?
Yeah.
Let's hope so, because that one didn't even get me a rejection letter.
You still haven't heard back?
No.
That's a shame. You really could use that prize money.
Oh, come on. Who needs $25,000?
Okay. Don't tell me that you made this for the Hockey Homes Christmas party.
Yeah. I love baking, and it's kind of part of my job to make sure the office looks festive as the receptionist.
A temporary receptionist who spent too much money on culinary school to be answering phones.
Have you heard me answer the phone? Good afternoon, Hockey Homes. We make dreams come true. And don't you think every time I pick up the phone, I wish I was picking up a pastry bag? There's only 8 restaurants in this town, and only one that could afford a pastry chef.
Ooh, Chez Philippe. You were amazing there.
I just wish amazing could have kept the owner from selling the place.
Or paid off your cooking school debt. Oh, you've had an unlucky year, sis.
Unlucky? I'm not unlucky. I have a sister who lets me live here for free.
You have to pay me in cookies.
And an amazing boyfriend, Alex, who can throw me some receptionist work.
Temporary.
So temporary that I actually applied for a startup loan yesterday.
For your cake business?
Yes, if it's approved, kyliescakes.com will be up and running by June. And you know what? I may not have to live here for very long because I really feel like things are going to change this Christmas. Alex has been really dialing up the romance.
Alex? Mr. Business?
Yes, he's being very suspicious about our anniversary dinner.
Oh, so you think he has something planned?
Well, I mean, when it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Right?
Huh.
Elsewhere, a car pulls into a parking lot in front of an office building. Kylie enters the building and sits at a reception desk beneath a sign that reads Hockey Homes. Several employees enter the building as she takes off her scarf. Her desk has several vases of flowers.
What is with this coffee maker?
Kylie looks up, then walks upstairs. A man is standing at a coffee machine.
How is it the best boyfriend ever is the worst coffee maker ever?
Nonsense, Kylie. I'm a builder. We're known for our handiness. Ah!
Let me go.
Make it a double. Today's nuts. Got 3 building inspections, 2 plan reviews, lunch with a new investor.
Not to mention our big event.
Yes, that was all that coming along.
Great. I bought some new heels and my dress is in the car.
But the Christmas party isn't until next week.
Christmas party? Let's see. The invites are out. We've got 50 confirmed so far.
You booked a string quartet?
Yes, and gave them your set list.
Brilliant. I have full confidence in you, Kylie. This is going to be the best party we have ever had.
Without a doubt. Alex, I was actually talking about tonight, you know, our anniversary dinner you planned.
Ugh. For dinner, of course. I hope you work up an appetite. You are going to love this restaurant. Excuse me.
Alex steps away and answers his phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where are we going?
He won't tell me. He's doing everything himself. He says everything has to be perfect.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Enough whispering, you two. We have a lot to pack in before we all go home for the holidays tomorrow. But I know, with your help, we can slay it. Get it? Slay? Because it's Christmas.
Oh, like, slay. Of course. That's hilarious.
Alex walks off.
Good thing he's handsome. Ah, oh, he's adorable.
Night. Kylie is blindfolded.
There are only 8 restaurants in Helen. I'm gonna figure it out.
Hold on. A few more steps.
Oh, I smell garlic. Oh, I've narrowed it down to 6.
No narrowing.
You forget that this nose has been to culinary school. I mean, this nose has been... It's been years inside Michelin star restaurants.
Alex leads her to a restaurant.
Where are we going?
We're almost there. And here to the right.
Okay.
You must be thrilled every time you walk into one of these places, knowing that that's all behind you.
Oh, actually, I'm really passionate about baking, but... Wait, we're eating here?
Yeah, what's wrong? You said pizza's your favorite.
No, it is. It's just this restaurant is...
It's a 5-star pizzeria that we've never been to before. What's the problem?
We've never been here before because it's actually owned by...
Menus for, allow me, lobster Taleggio, truffle fontina, and a nice bottle of Reserve Amarone.
Kylie stares as the man approaches the host stand.
Hello. We have a reservation under hockey, the special table.
Yep, it's all ready. Let me know if you...
The man pauses.
Hi, Nick.
Kylie Watson, in my restaurant. The guys are gonna have to up their game. There's a real chef in the house tonight.
You two know each other?
It was millions a really long time years. Ago. Yeah. Alex, do you remember the guy in the prom photo I showed you?
You're that guy.
In the flesh, minus about 10 pounds of hair product.
Nick, this is my boyfriend, Alex Hockey.
Of Hockey Homes.
You must be the luckiest guy in Helen.
Well, I can't take credit for Crested Manor. That's a team effort. No man builds an artificial lake on his own.
Oh, I meant lucky. Because, you know what? Let's just get you to your table.
Well, I'm sorry, Kylie. It's the buyers from that lakefront property. It closes tomorrow. God, I hope they're not getting cold feet.
No, take it. I can wait.
Thanks so much. Sorry.
Alex steps away.
I have been
meaning to get in touch with you. Me here. This was like such a surprise. I'm so sorry. I feel...
Ridiculous.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But honestly, I thought you left town once Chez Philippe closed down.
No. I actually got lucky because Alex was able to give me a job in his office.
Steady work?
Yeah. I mean, it's not as exciting as working in a kitchen, but...
I hope that doesn't mean you stop baking.
No, I still enter a contest every now and then, but, you know, with so many celebrity chefs these days, it's, well, amateurs don't really stand a chance.
Amateur? Please, you're a pro.
Was a pro.
Oh, come on, you can't let one closed restaurant get you down. You have a real talent. You gotta work with what you got.
Thanks. You've obviously done that. I mean, look at this place. Look at what you've done with our old high school hangout. When this was your dad's place, it was $2 slices and arcade games.
That old claw machine that kept breaking down?
Yes. You know, the one that you busted open to give me that teddy bear?
I did.
Do you remember that?
Daddy!
You've met Bobby, right?
No, I met a little baby at a church picnic a few years ago. You've turned into such a...
Don't say little. Don't say little.
A large boy.
Can I show you my invention?
Of course.
He places a plate of pizza on a table and pulls out a remote. The pizza spins.
Pizza spinner.
Wow. Are you kidding? That is genius. Do you know how many times I have had to lean over the pizza to grab the last slice? You're going to make millions.
Careful. He's going to ask you for startup money.
Bobby stamps her hand.
What's this? Oh, okay. But is this your company logo?
No, it's for my friends.
Sorry.
Should we sit down?
Yeah, okay, follow me.
Later, a waiter pours them wine.
An amazing meal with an amazing guy in a restaurant that is Christmas itself. Alex, this is why I love you.
I know how much you love Christmas.
Cheers.
With that holiday spirit, this is going to be the best Christmas party we've ever had.
I was actually hoping for I love you too, but...
No, Kylie. You know I do. But lately, it's so much more than that. In the past year, you have filled gaps that I didn't even know existed.
Alex, that is so sweet. I feel the same way.
I know this isn't the job you've always dreamed of, but that's why I want to give you a bigger role in my life. A role I didn't think anyone would ever be able to fill. Kylie?
Alex smiles, rubbing his hands.
I want you to be my office manager. It's a lot of work, but I figured with your culinary school debt, you could use a raise and,
I'm sorry, did you bring me here to tell me about a promotion?
Well, I wanted it to be special. I was very impressed with that video conferencing system you installed.
Alex, that's something I did at work. I'm your girlfriend. I thought this dinner was about us.
Well, it is. Hey, we're a team. A team that's going places. Hockey Homes just had its best year yet.
Alex looks expectantly at Kylie.
Thank you for the promotion, Alex, and I will do my best to make your party a success.
So, we're good?
As boss and employee? Mm-hmm.
I was hoping for a little more than that.
So was I. Alex, I can't come home to just spreadsheets. I don't want to just be part of a team. I want to be part of a couple.
They're the same thing.
No, Alex, they're not. I'm sorry, but... I don't think we can be together anymore.
Later, Kylie walks outside the restaurant, passing carolers. She pauses to look into the window. Nick passes by carrying a crate.
Oh, hey.
Oh, Nick.
Just grabbing some decorations from my car. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. This dinner wasn't exactly what I thought it would be. I guess Alex and I are just on different pages.
Oh, sorry.
It was really nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Kylie walks off. Alex comes outside, approaching Nick.
What? What happened there?
I don't know. The blindfold, the rose petals, the special table.
Alex looks into the same window Kylie was at. In the display is an engagement ring. Alex walks off. Nick enters the restaurant. At home, Kylie sits on the couch fidgeting with a blanket.
Listen, I realize Alex checked a lot of boxes on paper, but...
A lot? He was the first boyfriend I've ever had who used a calendar. Okay, so I realize that might not make it into a country song. Why can't you take me seriously?
Well, it might be the reindeer slippers.
Just let me mope. Tonight would have been the worst night of my life if Nick Mazzanti hadn't been there. Oh, we were just in his restaurant. It's no biggie.
No biggie? You two were inseparable back in high school. And you did kind of break his heart.
I had no choice, Tina. I mean, when life puts that many obstacles between two people, you just have to accept it.
Accept what?
That it wasn't meant to be.
Later, at the office.
You broke up with Alex?
Does everybody already know?
Oh, don't worry about them. So how are you doing? Are you okay?
No, I have to be. I mean, I need this job, so I have to be professional. I can't be the girl who's crying in the eggnog.
Oh, maybe I should take care of the Christmas party. I mean,
No. I can't give Alex more reason to demote me. Have you seen him yet today?
He's hiding in his office. He doesn't handle no well.
I mean, I know he respects my work, so I just have to believe that things won't get super weird.
Alex enters.
Hi, Alex.
Miss Watson?
He exits.
Great, it's weird. Yeah. Maybe I should look for a new job.
No, don't do that! No one's hiring at Christmas anyway. You need to stick it out. Save money for your cake company.
I won't have to worry about that if this phone call goes my way. Hi, this is Kylie.
She answers her cell.
Oh, no, I... Yeah, of course, I understand. Thank you so much. Great. I mean, first Alex, and now this. The bank just decided to deny my startup business loan.
Oh, Kai, I'm so sorry. Can I do anything?
Just distract me. What is that?
Oh, just some old invoices. But this came for you. The cleaners found it behind the mail bin.
But I hope it's not important.
Kylie opens a letter and reads it. It's from the American Gingerbread Competition.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember the sleigh I made?
Yeah.
I got in. I am a semi-finalist in the American Gingerbread Competition.
Oh my god. The entries are due
next week.
Next week. Oh. You better get going, girl.
Later, at home, the kitchen is smoking as Kylie enters.
I'd really appreciate it if you can get one here ASAP, in the next couple of days.
What happened? Is everybody okay? What's that smell?
Oh, the girls decided to bake. Long story endless. The oven is ruined.
There is melted candy in the oven.
Oh no, if the oven's gone, how am I gonna win?
Win what?
The American Gingerbread Competition.
The one here in Helen? I don't understand. I thought that...
I never got a rejection letter because I got in. I'm a semi-finalist.
Kylie, that's huge. That prize money would be unbelievable.
Hey, good news. We will have a new oven by Christmas.
Oh, Christmas?
Okay, calm down. That's only 7 days.
Hey, no, but the competition's in 6 days. What am I gonna do?
They all gape, looking at the oven. Daytime. Kylie and Tina chat as they walk in the village downtown.
Well, what about the Nelsons? They live right next door. They would let you use their oven in a heartbeat.
But I feel weird asking. It's the holidays. They have 3 kids. I'm going to be working around the clock. I think it's too much to ask.
What about Michelle?
Michelle lives in a bachelor apartment. She has a stove and a microwave. I mean, I really don't know what I'm going to do. Can we look here for one second?
Yeah.
Kylie passes a stack of books.
What is that?
I have been waiting for this cookbook to come out for months. I didn't even know there was an English translation yet.
Ina Bruckner, The Art of Gingerbread. You could have written that.
Oh, no. She's the master. Her books are amazing. Her videos are incredible. Oh, she's such attention to detail. It's just inspiring.
Hi.
Bobby runs up.
What are you doing here?
Am I really running into you twice in 1 week?
Is it just too weird?
It's slightly weird.
Wait, Nick, do you remember my sister Tina?
Hey.
Anybody who loans me their car to get to prom gets more than a handshake.
Oh, that old truck. I'm surprised you guys made it there in one piece.
Well, we did have to fish at the last block.
We did. What's with the cookbook?
Oh, I'm just doing some research.
No, Kylie made it into that baking competition up at the Helen Inn.
Tina, nobody cares.
Oh, the gingerbread contest.
Yeah. Do you know about it?
How could I not? I mean, that's huge. Congratulations.
Bobby whispers to Nick.
Oh, I don't think so, buddy. She's got bigger fish to fry. Well, I'd love to stay and chat, but his karate teacher does not mess around. Merry Christmas, ladies.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
They walk off. Bobby turns and dashes to Kylie. Oh.
Bobby.
I just got a new teacher, and she's having a Christmas potluck.
His regular teacher went on maternity leave, and the new one wants to do something nice for the kids.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It's not. I have to make a homemade dessert, and I don't know what to make.
But don't sweat it. I'm usually better about this stuff, but one of my managers quit without notice, so I've been working double time. But hey, we're gonna have a great Christmas anyway, right, Bobby?
Nick, I'd be happy to help.
It's really nice of you, Kylie, but we're fine. It's...
No, I could maybe come up with some easy-to-bake recipes.
Tina and Bobby look at Nick.
Swing by the restaurant later?
I'll be there.
You're the best.
Nick and Bobby walk off. Tina nudges Kylie.
What? I'd be happy to help. Okay, stop.
Later, at home, Tina wraps a gift as Kylie enters.
I mean, I keep thinking that maybe I could... No, it would never work.
Could what?
But you know, maybe if I actually... No, I couldn't.
Couldn't what?
I mean, I would, but, you know, it's just... It's too much to ask.
You know, I'm gonna refresh this cookie plate and let you finish this conversation with yourself.
Wait, no, don't go, please. Listen, promise you won't laugh at me, but I had this idea. What if I asked Nick Mazzanti if I could use one of his ovens at his restaurant?
That's not your worst idea.
But do you think he'd want to help me?
Sure. Why not? You two are old friends. Doesn't cost him anything.
Right? But I just... I don't really know how to ask. I mean, like, how would I approach it?
Can I use your oven?
Oh, no way. That is way too direct.
Hey, do you have any extra ovens?
Tina, come on. I mean, that's not something that people just have lying around.
I was kidding.
No, but this isn't funny. I have to win this contest if I'm going to start my cake business.
Hun, all you can do is your best.
And I mean, it's not really a big deal, is it? It's just an oven.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's just an oven.
It's totally just an oven. Just an oven.
Later, daytime, Kylie enters Nick's restaurant carrying cookbooks.
Maybe you have an oven you don't use very much. If you don't use one of your ovens very much, I could...
What oven?
Oh, what? Oh, no, there's no oven. I was just actually practicing my list to Santa.
Brought those for me? Who's this?
That is Ina Bruckner, and she is the godmother of gingerbread. You know, I've kind of learned everything I know from her.
I wish I didn't have to go to this party.
What do you mean? Christmas is the best time of year. And cooking for your friends, that's part of the fun.
But I don't even know where to start.
Let's think. What's your favorite kind of food?
Cupcakes.
Ooh.
That's super boring.
No, nonsense. There's nothing boring about cupcakes, only boring cupcake makers.
So you'll make me some cupcakes?
No, but I will help you come up with an idea.
Christmassy idea?
Yeah, Christmassy idea. You know what? Why don't you take this, and you can write down everything that you love about Christmas, and then we'll go from there.
Bobby smiles and dashes off.
Hey, no running in the kitchen. Looks like you gave him his marching orders.
Oh, no, just baby steps. Just want to help him come up with his own inspiration.
Hey, I owe you big time for this. Ever since Vicente quit, I haven't had a minute to spend with him. Hey, I tell you what, order anything you want on the house. Make it a double. Your boyfriend's got to eat, too. I mean, provided he's still your boyfriend. Okay, you guys broke up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My foot tastes really good right now. At least get something for yourself.
No, you know what? I had too many chestnuts at the Christmas market.
Come on, you got to let me repay you. There's got to be something I can do.
Okay, so there is something.
Shoot.
I seem to be at a bit of an impasse with my contest entry.
Oh, no, there's a molasses drought.
No, but it's more like an oven malfunction. Tina's broke, and I'm having a really hard time finding another one that I can use. It's really around-the-clock kind of job, so I was hoping that maybe there was a restaurant who could let me use one of theirs.
Oh, you want to use one of mine?
Yes, but only if it's not a huge inconvenience.
No, you can totally use one. But you got to clean up after yourself. I run a tight ship back there.
Oh, no, I've changed. I'm not messy anymore. Yeah, no, that was the old Kylie Watson.
Okay, as long as I don't find any gumdrops in my garlic knots.
No, I'll even use my own pans. And honestly, you'll never even know I'm here.
When do you want to start?
Well, the contest is really soon, so I was kind of hoping for, like...
Great. Give me a couple hours. We have some place we need to be. Hey, Bambino! Grab your coat. Let's go!
Oh, no hurry whenever you're ready.
Thanks. So, see you in a couple hours?
Great. I'll grab my stuff and I'll be back.
Great. Come on, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
Have fun.
Nick and Bobby walk out of the restaurant with a woman. Kylie watches them leave. Later, Nick and Kylie enter his restaurant kitchen.
Oh, wow. Nick, this kitchen is amazing.
It's all right. You remember Ralphie?
Ralphie! Hi! You're still here! And you look exactly the same.
Oh, honey, that's not a compliment. You have only grown more lovely. That's a compliment. Oh, and I hear you made it into that baking contest up at the Helen Inn.
You know about it?
Know about it? I've been going to that contest for the last 10 years. You need any ideas? I'm your man.
Okay.
Ralphie returns to work.
All right, this dough counter work?
Oh, this is perfect.
Well, back to work.
Nick, thank you so much for bringing me back into this world.
Let's see how your enthusiasm holds up when your gingerbread house gets disqualified for bite marks. Ralphie, you're quite the snacker.
What? Hey, you talking about me? Hey, Nick.
Nick on the phone.
Oh, no, she's fantastic. No, she taught Bobby how to make a hockey stop. Yeah, seriously, she's sweet. You know, she's good with Bobby, but it's like I said. All right, you'll tell it for me, man. You're the best. Well, she is not the one.
Who?
Ah, that girl from earlier. She did not make the Nick Mazzanti cut.
It's too bad. She seemed nice.
Yeah, but she has no babysitting experience. You know, it's a short-term gig to help me out over the holidays, but everyone the babysitting agency sends me has no experience.
What do you need a babysitter for? Carlos is with him right now, teaching him how to make ravioli. That's a very important life skill.
I don't mind keeping an eye on him back there.
You're very kind, Kylie, but, you know, a kitchen's no place for a kid.
How about we ask my wife?
Celeste? She's been dealing with kids all year at the high school. I'm sure she wants a Christmas break.
No. She's bored out of her mind. Besides, whenever she's off work too long, all she does is make me to-do lists.
Well, when you put it like that.
Thank you.
Oh, I had an idea for your entry.
Oh, I'm all ears.
Nick taps on a clipboard.
The Empire State Building.
You went through all that fanfare for the Empire State Building. What does that have to do with Christmas?
You just light it up red and green.
Okay, Nick, do everybody a favor and get back to your pizzas.
Hey, you know, believe it or not, I was asking for her opinion.
Oh, my opinion. I mean, I like it. I just think it's a little tall for something made of, you know, cookie.
Yeah.
So get some dowels.
And don't you know anything about these contests? Everything has to be edible.
So get some of those supersized candy canes from the restaurant supply store. Yeah, solder them together with a blowtorch.
That's a good idea.
See, I am known to have them from time to time.
Yeah, you know what? If I'm working with something that strong, I could even go bigger.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes, we could use rope licorice for the wires.
And there's nothing more Christmassy than the Golden Gate Bridge.
Okay, so if you're such the expert, what's your big suggestion?
Okay, well, let me see. How about Santa's Village?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I could do a big clock tower if I find those giant candy canes. Oh, but you know what? When Chez Philippe closed, I lost my membership to the restaurant supply place. Maybe I can find them online.
Nah, don't do that. We make a run on Saturdays.
As in Saturday tomorrow?
Yeah, I can make sure you get in. I mean, unless you're busy.
No, that'd be great. Yeah, that.
It's the mushroom guy. Better know what my morels are. Excuse me.
Nick stands.
Perfect.
If I were a betting man, I'd say that sounded like a date.
And if I were a betting woman, I'd say that sounded like a shopping trip.
Oh, good. I'm glad you feel that way, because I was afraid you'd be disappointed when you found out I was the one who'd be taking you.
Oh, wait, you do the shopping?
Yeah, every week. Oh, I'll pick you up, say, six-ish.
Wait, at night?
No, the other one.
Later, daytime, Ralphie walks outside with Kylie and Bobby.
Hey, remember, when you pick out my basil, make sure it's fresh, no brown leaves, okay? All right, good.
Bobby dashes off. Inside a large food supply store, Ralphie grabs a large canister of oil and pushes the cart. Kylie grabs two tubs.
One, oh, you know what? Let's do two molasses.
Good. I'm gonna blow a fuse if I don't get a latte stat.
Oh, Ralph, yeah, I don't know. I just wish I had a little more time with my entry, you know? Because Santa's Village, that could go a few different ways.
Oh, don't overthink it. People that stress out about these contests are goners, the ones who really dig Christmas. Those are the ones who take home the golden gingerbread man.
Hey, look, they have fresh ginger root.
Thanks, Bobby. Look, I'm probably going to use the powdered kind because this project is so big, but we can use that for cookies.
And where's my fresh basil?
I forgot about that part.
Playing favorites, huh? Remind me again why I brought you here.
Because my dad worked late and your wife wanted to sleep in.
Get out of here. Hey, you better be running the produce.
Oh, that kid cracks me up.
Yeah, he's cute, but he's a handful. Just like his dad at that age, except smarter.
Wait, you don't think Nick is smart?
I'm not talking about book smarts. I mean, take Bobby. You know, he's logical. He's got that engineering kid. He thinks with his head. Nick, he thinks with his heart. Oh, I don't know why I'm telling you this.
I mean, I am a friend.
Then you understand that with his folks gone, I'm all he has. I have to take care of him. Make sure no one messes with his heart. Make sure history doesn't repeat itself, if you know what I mean.
Ralphie, why do I feel like you're really trying to tell me something right now?
I'm not trying to tell you anything. I just remember all those years ago when you broke his heart.
And you know I didn't have a choice.
I don't know anything. All I know is one day you were gone.
I was in school. We were kids. Nick was spending all of his time coming back and forth to see me. His dad couldn't cope when his mom passed. And if Nick hadn't picked up the slack, his family would have lost everything. I didn't want to be responsible for pulling him away when his family needed him.
That's why you left. I'm sorry. I had no idea. But you did move back into town. You could have looked him up.
Not really. I mean, he was married. He had a kid. I didn't want to rock the boat. And by the time I heard he was divorced, I was dating Alex.
Two ships passing in the night.
Two friends passing in the night.
That's not really a thing people say.
Outside, Bobby stands on the cart as Kylie wheels it to the car.
Mush!
All right. I'm sorry, but your sled dog's a little tired. It's kind of early for me. Where is Ralphie with his coffees? The donut shop is right over there.
On Saturdays, they put out samples. It could be a while.
I see. Well, since we have a minute, hey, do you want to talk about your list?
We could, but there's only one thing that made me think of Christmas.
Bobby hands Kylie a paper.
Soccer balls?
Yeah, every year my dad gets me a new one.
Nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, we all have different traditions.
So we'll do soccer ball cupcakes?
Well, why don't we think about it a little bit? You know, when you were making this list, did you happen to think of, did any Christmas ornaments come to mind or Christmas decorations?
We didn't put any up this year.
What about the ones on the tree?
We have a tree at my mom's house. It's not like that. My dad's great. He just doesn't have time for all that stuff this year. When he's home, he has to clean, shop, fix stuff, and help me with my homework.
Yeah, but I bet he still tries to make Christmas special for you in any way he can, right? Like with buying you that soccer ball every year. You know what? I'm not gonna let you go to that party empty-handed, okay? We are gonna make you the most Christmassy dessert that teacher has ever seen.
Right. The Cocoa Express has arrived. Don't even think about touching the peppermint one. It literally has my name on it. There you go.
Thanks.
Oh, okay. Come on, let's go.
Ralphie wheels Bobby away.
Oh, Christmas tree? Oh, Nick Bisanti. I'm not gonna let that one slide.
Outside of a tree farm, Kylie and Tina browse through a table of holly.
Do you think these are fresh enough? Ugh. Dad, Alex will fixate on stuff like this at the Christmas party.
Ugh, hon, I don't think a holly bough is gonna get you out of the doghouse with Alex.
You know, it's been really hard to be around Alex, especially with all the office gossip.
Oh, come on, it can't be that bad.
Oh, it is. Everyone knows. Even the water guy says to me, are you really coming back after Christmas? Yeah.
That's all the more reason to focus on the contest.
Oh, I know.
If I could just win that prize money and start my cake company and say goodbye to Hockey Homes.
Ah, that's the spirit. Hey, how's Nick's kitchen working out?
Oh, it's so great. He really entertains me. You know, last night when we were brainstorming gingerbread ideas, he suggested
brainstorming. So you haven't started your entry yet?
Oh, no, I've started it. I mean, it needs a lot of work, but I've started it.
Oh, there are the Douglas spurs.
Oh, no, honey, we don't need 2 Christmas trees again this year.
Oh, no, this one's for Nick.
What, you're buying Nick a Christmas tree?
Yeah, his son said they didn't have time to buy one yet, so.
Oh. Do you want some advice from someone who's been around a little longer than you?
Not really, but that someone never stopped you before.
Oh. You just got out of a pretty bad breakup, so you might want to slow your roll a little.
Was it really that fast?
Alex approaches.
Here. Incoming. I just remembered. Mistletoe's around.
No, do not leave me. Do not.
Hi. Alex, you're up early.
I could lie and say I'm here shopping for a tree, but the truth is, Michelle told me you'd be here.
Listen, I don't want you to worry about the party. That whole holly wilting fiasco I heard happen last year won't happen again.
You're getting a tree. Let me take that.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's really nice, but you don't. There's a guy who'll do that.
I wanted to talk to you. Apologies were in order. I was standoffish at work the other day. Everything just kind of took me off guard the other night.
Yeah, me too.
Alex lifts the tree onto her car.
I also hear congratulations are in order.
Thanks.
Michelle told me about the contest. You entered last year too, didn't you?
Yeah, the fifth time's a charm.
Clearly your perseverance paid off. You know, I've been doing some research into the contest. It gets quite a bit of media attention. That kind of publicity would be great for Hockey Homes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there are 4 semifinalists, right? I'm sure all of them have big corporate sponsorship. If you're an employee, it would make sense for Hockey Homes to sponsor you.
Well, how would that work?
It's easy. You just wear a Hockey Homes apron. I'll pay for all your materials, and you can use the kitchen in the new model home.
Wait, the model home by the lake? The one with the chef's kitchen?
Yeah, the double oven. Marble countertops, beautiful view of the lake.
Oh, wow, that's tough to say no to that.
Well, then don't. Look, I should have done more to show you I appreciate you, that I recognize your talents.
Alex.
I'm not asking you to change your mind about me. I'm just asking you to let me support you. Besides, I miss having you on my team.
I really appreciate your offer, but I think I have to do this on my own. Thank you.
Kylie gets into her car. Alex grimaces. Kylie sits in her car, frowning. Kylie arrives at Nick's house with a tree on top of her car. She walks to the front door.
Hello. Good morning.
Nick answers.
Hi.
Hi. It's Sunday. I start late on Sundays.
What's this for?
If you want to get in the restaurant early, have at it.
Thank you. And I heard you were treeless. Come on.
Thanks, Kylie. I think I've got Christmas covered.
Ta-da. Really? Because someone would beg to differ.
Bobby peeks through the blinds of the house.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
What's all this?
Oh, I was driving past the lot, and Bobby had mentioned that you guys didn't have a tree yet.
I think it's great you've taken an interest in Bobby, but it's taken me a while to get this whole single dad thing down, and I work with what I got.
I'm sorry. I just get carried away with Christmas, and you know what? I'll take it back to the lot. They'll take it back.
Bobby watches through the window.
What is this, a Douglas fir?
No. It's a hand-selected, perfectly symmetrical Douglas fir.
I'll pay you back.
Nick lifts down the tree.
Do you need my help?
Nope. Okay. Whoa. Oh.
Elsewhere. Kylie's niece's sled on a small hill. Tina watches them play as Kylie drives up the driveway.
No Christmas tree. So that's a good sign, right?
Yeah, Bobby got his tree. But you were right. I totally blew it with Nick.
Don't beat yourself up.
The kids toss snowballs at Kylie.
Especially when my children can do that for you.
Hey, I saw that. I'm gonna get you later.
Okay, girls, it's time for lunch.
Wait, lunch? What time is it?
It's almost noon.
Noon? Oh, my gosh. I was supposed to be setting up the Christmas party an hour ago. I gotta go.
Kylie returns to her car.
Come on, come.
At the Hockey Homes building, the employees mingle and chat, some holding wine glasses.
Oh, great to see you.
Kylie wears a bright red dress as she approaches the table with plates and flatware. Alex approaches.
You are amazing at event planning.
Well, thank you. You might want to hold your praise until after the food is here. Oh, this better be the caterer's. One second. Hello?
She answers herself.
Hi, where are you? Alpharetta, that is 16 miles away. Are you? I'm going to have to just figure out something else. Thank you.
Don't tell me those were those blockhead caterers that Alex hired.
Yes, their van broke down outside of Atlanta.
Clients are in this room. Heads are gonna roll.
I know. How long do you think they're gonna survive on a cheese plate?
20 minutes, max? What are we gonna do? Seriously, what are we gonna do?
At the restaurant, Ralphie approaches Nick.
Hey. Celeste's been talking to Bobby. And I heard you got a Christmas tree. What'd you get, a visit from the ghost of Christmas future?
Yeah, more like the ghost of girlfriend past.
Oh, Kylie, huh?
I know what you're gonna say, but it's not like that.
I didn't say anything. You're the one that said something.
Look, I'll be the first to admit I was crazy about Kylie when I was a kid, and the breakup wasn't easy. But I'm over it. You know, I got somebody else to look out for now. I don't have the luxury of revisiting things that weren't meant to be.
And I forget you're never wrong.
Plus, I was such a jerk about the tree. I'd be surprised if she ever talks to me.
Nick answers.
What can I do for you, Kylie? Okay, sometimes I'm wrong.
At the Hockey Homes building.
What is this? I've been eating it all afternoon.
Oh, that is the pesto feta sun-dried tomato flatbread, the Mediterranean.
Nick approaches.
Otherwise known as pizza.
Shh, don't let Alex hear you say that. He wants the food to be fancy.
Pizza.
You know what? Whatever it is, it saved me.
Glad to be of service. What? How can we be out of prosciutto already?
Oh, Ralphie.
I don't get it. The guy can literally make a panini out of anything. Why does he have to use the most expensive thing on the menu? You know, last month, it was lobster panini.
Listen, if you need to go and take care of that, don't feel obligated to stay.
Thanks. I should get back before he eats through everyone's Christmas bonus. Catch you later.
Bye.
Nick walks out of the building holding pizza delivery bags. Alex approaches.
I don't know about you, but I think we can declare this party a huge success.
I'm so glad you feel that way.
How's your gingerbread masterpiece coming along?
Oh, it's TBD, but now that I'm off for the holiday, I can really get into it.
Well, if there's anything you need.
Yoo-hoo! Your friend left this in the kitchen.
Oh, I'll run it out to him. Let me just so he doesn't charge us. I'll be right back.
Kylie walks off with a pizza bag.
Oh, I must say, Alex, this party is way better than one last year.
Mm-hmm. Nick, you left this.
Alex watches through the door as Kylie hands Nick the delivery bag.
These flatbreads. Whose idea was that?
Nick puts a jacket over Kylie's shoulders.
Hey, you're Kylie's friend. What's gotten into her?
Kylie? You got me. No idea. Nada.
Why is she so into this guy? It's because they're both into cooking?
I don't know, Alex. I think he's just helping her with her contest.
Right. Helping her. 2 seconds after we break up.
I think you're reading too much into it. You know, she really cared for you.
I know. That has to mean something, right? There's just got to be a way to get back into her good books.
I suppose, hypothetically, there's always something one can do.
I need to do a grand gesture.
That's not what I said.
The grandest gesture of them all.
Alex smiles, considering. Outside, Nick and Kylie stand on the porch.
You know, I never would have bothered you if I had known none of your delivery guys were working today.
Maybe they were. Maybe they're just some jobs I prefer to do myself.
Is that so?
It was the least I could do after I snapped at you about the tree.
Oh, please, you know what? I overstepped.
No. It was a good wake-up call. I totally put Christmas on the back burner. It's not fair to Bobby. You know, in a weird way, seeing him get so excited about the tree kind of made me feel like a kid again.
It was nothing.
Are you kidding? If that tree wasn't there, you wouldn't even know it was Christmas.
Well, it's not Christmas yet. I mean, if you wanted to really go crazy, you could decorate the whole house.
Two dudes decorating alone. Are you trying to depress me?
Nick loads the bag into his car.
I mean, unless you felt like coming over to help.
I could check my schedule.
Nick takes the jacket back.
You want me to walk you in?
No, I'm okay.
He gets into his car. Kylie stands watching.
See ya.
See ya.
He gets in his car. Nick drives away as Kylie watches. Later, at Nick's house, Bobby and Nick sit at the kitchen table with crafts. Kylie brings over a tray of cookies.
I mean, you two did so well on the ornament making, we don't even really need these.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you can eat one.
Aww.
Okay, maybe just one.
I mean, it is the least I can do, considering he made this, really, really incredible garland. And you too, Nick. Who knew you had such a crafty side?
Yeah, where'd that come from, Dad?
Well, I may have consulted some online tutorials before you came.
I'm gonna reload the popcorn.
Kylie climbs a ladder.
Oh, is there a tutorial on tree toppers?
No, but there's a chance the angel we always use might be in storage. I just need to find the key.
Chance?
I might have lost it in the, D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
I'm in second grade. I can spell.
Kylie trips on the ladder. Nick catches her.
Kylie, can you come here? I think I know what I'm going to make for my cupcakes.
I promised I would help him.
Yeah.
So I should do that.
Kylie walks off, fidgeting. Kylie takes a tray of cupcakes out of the oven.
Right.
Are they done?
Well, there's only one way to tell. Here, stick that in the center.
Bobby pokes a cupcake with a stick.
And we're done.
I can stick the snowman to them now?
No, we have to wait for him to cool first.
No.
Well, I got the fire going. What, come on, that doesn't get me any holiday spirit points?
It's a gas fireplace. I don't think that counts for holiday spirit points.
What does that smell?
Cupcakes.
No. The other smell.
It'll burn off.
Well, what is it?
It's oven dust.
Because you never cook.
Not true. I am well known for reheating my food in the microwave. Okay, you want me to cook more? Huh? You want me to stop bringing veal parmesan? Huh? You want me to make broccoli casserole instead? Huh?
No! Put me down! Kylie!
What? His broccoli casserole is 99% broccoli. It's pretty delicious.
Gross!
Yeah, and you could follow it up with your famous cauliflower pudding.
Mm. All right, enough of this. Let's see these cupcakes that ruined my oven dust collection.
I made them all by myself.
All by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about we consult the tickle of truth?
Okay, I'll help you.
Oh, yeah, she helps? Well, you know she's here to help me, right?
But you finished the tree. It's my turn now.
Almost finished. There's one more thing we want to put on it. I think I know where it is.
Nick and Kylie enter his garage.
Okay, watch your step here. I should really get a storage space for all this stuff.
What do you mean? It's not like you have a jet ski in here.
No, I keep that out back with the RV and the monster truck.
They pause beside a foosball table.
I miss you, Nick.
Ditto.
But you know what I've missed more? Beating you. Yeah. Watch and learn.
Okay. Wait.
They play a round of foosball. Kylie scores.
I mean,
Let's take this as a sign to grab the angel, okay? Here we go.
Do you want my help?
Please. Just grab that in right there.
They grab each end of a large trunk and carry it inside beside the tree. They open it. Inside is ornaments.
See? Not as hopeless in the Christmas department as you maybe thought. Let's do this. I'm up in my Christmas game.
Kylie rummages through the trunk. She finds a small wooden box.
What's this? This is so pretty.
Don't worry about that.
Come on, what is it?
I can't open that. It'll destroy your image of me.
Which is?
Utterly unsentimental.
Do you think I would make fun of you?
In a heartbeat.
Okay, then I definitely need to see what this is.
They sit on the floor. The box has a music box shaped like a carousel.
Nick, this is so pretty. Why wouldn't you want to set this out?
I don't know. Got it a few months after my mom passed.
That was a rough time. I mean, you were finishing school and managing the restaurant. You grew up fast, huh?
You remember that one day right before the holidays, we snuck out of school and went to that kid's Christmas fair?
Yes, the one that they kicked us out of. I mean, we really were too big for those rides.
Well, not all of them.
Kylie looks at the music box.
Oh, the carousel. Yeah. Yeah, we did go on that merry-go-round.
We didn't just ride it. We had our first kiss there. You know, I never really understood why you took me there.
I think I just thought maybe you needed to feel like a kid. You know, just for a minute.
No one understood that except you.
I tried.
You did? You still do?
Nick and Kylie look into each other's eyes. Bobby enters holding a tray. Icing drips all over the cupcakes.
I ruined it!
Oh, buddy, what you got there? Pudding? What happened to the cupcakes?
Nick, those are his cupcakes.
Kylie told me to wait to ice them, but they weren't that hot. But then the icing... Can we make more?
I don't know if we have time, buddy. Party starts soon. I'll tell you what. We can stop by the store, pick some up, take the wrapper off, and then we all take a blood oath of eternal silence, okay?
You know what, Bobby? I think we can salvage this.
Are you sure? In the kitchen, this is what we call a do-over.
In the kitchen, I've also heard you say things like, work with what you've got.
Which is what?
Well, we've got an army of marzipan snowmen and a stage. Come on, let's go in the kitchen and see what kind of firepower we can track down.
Kylie and Bobby walk into the kitchen. Nick starts the music box. The carousel spins. Nick, Kylie, and Bobby approach the school. A young woman stands at the door greeting the kids as they enter.
Seems like Bobby really wants to impress this teacher.
Yeah, she only started a few weeks ago, but he jumps out of bed. Can't wait to get to school in the morning.
Oh, I can't wait to taste that gravy. And those potatoes look divine.
How did these kids get the easy stuff?
You guys go on in. You don't want to miss pin the tail on the reindeer. Well, hello, Bobby. Oh, thank you. And who's this?
Hi, I'm Nick.
Hi, Kylie.
Hey, thanks for doing this. I know the kids were really excited, especially him.
Well, thanks for bringing him by. Can hardly wait to see what you've made.
She opens the tin.
Melted snowman cupcakes? That's genius. What a creative little boy you are. And did you do this all by yourself?
Nah.
He turns to Kylie.
I had some help.
Well, what a creative family you are.
You want to get some coffee?
That'd be great.
It's a marshmallow world. Later, batter in a mixing bowl is placed into a mixer.
Comes to cover the ground. It's the time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round.
The mixer stirs the batter. Kylie wipes flour onto the counter and places the batter on top. She sprinkles flour on it.
The sun is red like a
She kneads the batter, then rolls it with a rolling pin. She traces cookie designs out of the batter, then ices them. She removes a tray from the oven and brings it to the counter, where a gingerbread house is partially constructed. Nick approaches.
Whoa, does Santa have a dog run?
It's more like a reindeer stable.
Ah, makes sense. Gotta keep the reindeer out of the rain.
Really? You are just on fire tonight. But I thought you had the night off.
I do. I was doing some Christmas shopping and Bobby called from Ralphie's. He left his engineering kit somewhere.
Well, we can't have that.
Kylie touches the tray.
Oh, I'm so clumsy.
Did you burn yourself?
Yeah, it's just the dangers of working in a kitchen, right?
Nick takes ice out of the freezer.
Oh, that hurt.
More like working in a kitchen nonstop with no sleep.
He ices her hand. She looks into his eyes.
Do you want to get some air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some air would be good.
Yeah, cool. That's better right here.
Later, they walk outside in the village.
I really needed this, Nick.
Yeah, I figured you needed to clear your head or you might poke your eye out with one of those pastry bags.
It is nice to just see that the world is still going on around me, you know?
Oh, it has. You know, yeah, there's a lot of new stuff's been going on since you started your gingerbread house.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Well, the coffee shop in the marketplace has started offering half off on peppermint lattes.
Oh.
Santa's big parade got brand new costumes.
That parade, I can't believe they've been doing that since we were kids. It is kind of like time just stands still. It's kind of comforting, you know?
Yeah.
You remember that?
The bench that I first asked you out on?
Yeah, where it all began.
Is that what you call it?
Well, do you have a better name for it?
I don't know. Maybe the Bench of Terror?
What?
What? I didn't know you were going to say yes.
Oh, come on. I asked if I could borrow your lip balm in algebra. I mean, that's practically an invitation to ask me out.
That's news to me. Although, you should know that I kept that lip balm way past its expiration date.
Nick pauses. He covers his face and winces.
What?
I don't know. It's just strange to think that there was a time when my biggest worry was asking a girl out on a date.
Yeah, but that's what being a kid's all about, you know? You're supposed to have fun, be carefree. You went through a lot, huh?
Yeah, but I got through it. You know, people do. I just had to put that kid part of me away early, you know?
Well, you know what the good news is? You can always get that back.
Kylie bends down and forms a snowball. She tosses it at Nick.
Really?
Are you really going there?
Oh, what do you mean? I just went there and came back.
Okay.
Are you gonna play along? Are you gonna make this a match?
You are toast.
They toss snowballs at each other.
That was dead on. I can't believe you're still in there. Oh! Ow! Ow! Oh, I'm hurt.
Oh, you're injured.
Yeah.
Are you injured? Yeah. Okay. Come now, baby.
Make my Christmas. At home, Kylie puts the finishing touches on the clock tower of her gingerbread church. Tina enters.
Bringing your work home with you?
Yeah, I have most of the baking done. Now it's just the embellishments. I figured I could just knock out the clock tower this morning.
Not to pull a thread, but why would Santa's village have a clock?
What? Why wouldn't it?
It's always Christmas time.
Huh?
It's a joke. I'm trying to loosen you up.
Yeah, Tina, I'm getting so stressed out about this contest.
Well, it looks like you're making progress.
Yeah, but anyone can make progress. I need to make progress on something that's mind-blowing.
That could become amazing.
Become amazing? But you don't think it looks amazing now? Because it's almost finished.
Don't you think you're being a little oversensitive?
Yeah, probably. There's so much riding on this. I mean, winning this could mean living the life of my dreams versus ordering office supplies.
Kylie, you have a gift. And winning or losing one contest isn't going to take that away from you.
Daytime. Ralphie and Nick walk outside in the village carrying coffee cups.
Are you humming a Christmas carol?
How long have you known me?
You can hum all you want, but don't be harmonizing.
Hey, can I be in a good mood?
Hey, you can be in a good mood, but don't spill your latte all over me.
Sorry, I've been a little distracted lately.
Oh, have you? I hadn't noticed.
Ralphie pulls a newspaper from a box. The headline, Local Contest Attracts Celebrity Chef.
Take a look at this.
Hey, isn't that that lady that's on Kylie's cookbook?
At Nick's restaurant kitchen, Kylie shows Nick her elaborate gingerbread village.
Now, this property won't stay on the market long, because along with an elf dormitory and a state-of-the-art coal cellar, this gem also boasts a working reindeer stable. It's kind of a must-have for any savvy Santa.
Nick enters.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, buddy. Ralphie's outside putting up the inflatable Santa. Not that you'd want to help with that.
I do.
Bobby rushes out.
Okay, don't freak out.
Ooh, not your best opener.
It's that German lady, Ina, Una.
Ina Bruckner?
She's entering the contest.
What? How? I mean, she doesn't even live in this country.
Hey, I know it's big news. Don't panic.
Don't panic.
Come on, you got this. It's just one contestant. You know, she's entering last minute. She'll probably have jet lag.
I don't think you understand. She's the godmother of gingerbread. I mean, she's written like 6 cookbooks. She's got 3 TV shows. She's got this entire brand behind her.
And you've got all these people who care about you behind you.
I do?
Yeah. We better have one of our own in the winner's circle.
Look, I would love to have your confidence, but I have no idea if I can win this competition. And other than Ina, I don't even know who I'm competing against until the press conference tomorrow.
If you spend too much time thinking about the future, the present will slip through your fingers. Now, who was it that told me that? Chin up. We'll worry about the contestants when we know who they are.
We? Are you going with me?
Yeah. In case you haven't noticed, I'm a little invested in this thing.
On behalf of the Georgia Culinary Association, we would like to welcome you to the 25th American Gingerbread Competition.
She addresses a crowd. Ralphie, Nick, and Kylie stand in the back of the room, clapping.
Now, we have some new rules this year. Contestants are now allowed a AA battery-powered device within their submission, so long as the remaining structure of the house is entirely edible.
See? Put some lights in Santa's workshop, and pow.
And now, the announcement of our semi-finalists. First, we have Jim Olson. Jim Olson is a sports bar owner from Milwaukee, and he's sponsored by SK Footwear.
Alex was right. People are sponsoring up.
No, one person is sponsoring up.
We have last year's winner, Jill Goyette. There she is. She's a pastry chef from Montreal, and she is representing herself. And we are also very proud to present a former pastry chef from right here in Helen, Georgia, Kylie Watson. Give it up, everybody.
Wow, this is really happening.
Yep. And you're going to take home the grand prize. $25,000.
We also have a very special contestant joining us this year, all the way from Europe. Won't you please put your hands together and give a big round of applause for the godmother of gingerbread herself, Ina Bruckner.
Ina walks down the aisle and approaches the lectern.
Okay, now can I worry?
Being the hometown favorite goes a long way.
Thank you all for having me. While I am not from here, I know how important this contest is to Helen. So instead of working independently, I've teamed up with a local business as my sponsor. I am entering as Team Hockey Homes.
Alex waves at the crowd as he strolls down the aisle. Kylie and Nick gape.
Okay, now you can worry.
Alex glances at Kylie. At home, Kylie cools a tray. Tina sits nearby.
I've heard of guys doing crazy things to get back at their exes, but this takes the cake. Sponsoring the grandmother of gingerbread?
The godmother, but you know what? I like grandmother better.
Is that edible stained glass?
Yeah, you know, if there's one thing I learned from this press conference, it's that I gotta up my game if I want to win, and I have to win.
Look, if you put all of your eggs in one basket...
Yeah, but Tina, what other basket do I have? I mean, I've spent the last 5 days living the most wonderful dream, and I'm terrified that I'm gonna wake up and it's all gonna go back to the way things were.
Do you really think you feel like this just because of a contest?
You're right. I just never thought that hanging out with Nick would bring up all these feelings that I tried to bury. I have to tell him, don't I?
Yeah.
Kylie picks up her phone.
Don't tell him in a text.
I'm not. I'm just asking if he has time to talk tonight. Yeah.
At his restaurant, Nick supervises the kitchen workers. He approaches Kylie, who is stirring sauce.
Kylie, I have two pieces of good news. First of all, Bobby's teacher emailed me the cupcakes were such a hit, she wants him to come in and do a demo for Valentine's Day.
That's great. What's the other news?
Just a little something to say thank you.
Aw.
He hands her an envelope.
It's tickets to the competition.
My Christmas bonus came early.
But there's like 10 of them here.
Yeah, I got one for me, for Bobby, for Ralphie, the kitchen staff.
Nick, that's really sweet, but I don't know if there are all those people here.
What? Why not?
I just don't want to drag everybody out there to watch me lose. I'm just feeling overwhelmed. Can we just dial back the pressure a little, please?
Yeah. I'll tell the kitchen staff not to come, but honestly, I really think...
He notices a piece of gingerbread village.
What happened to Santa's village?
My nieces thought it was delicious, but... I don't know, Nick. I just wasn't feeling like it was enough. And with the opponent that I'm up against, I just need that wow factor. What do you think about this?
I think it's... a perfect imitation of someone else's work.
He examines Ina's cookbook.
You don't understand. I mean, Ina's my competitor. I have to get into her shoes. I have to think, what would Ina do?
Really? Well, I'm more interested in what would Kylie Watson do.
And that's a nice thought, but you don't understand the pressure I'm under.
Kylie, I've known you your entire life. I get you. I get that you can make Christmas out of a pool of melted frosting. I get that you can make people feel something with what you make. You just need to trust your talent.
What you don't get is my entry has to be up at the end by tomorrow morning. I mean, everything is at stake here.
You're right. I don't get it. You sent me a text. You wanted to talk to me about something?
I can't. Don't worry about it.
Kylie walks out. Ralphie crosses his arms, looking at Nick.
What did I say?
Why don't we talk about it in my office?
Nick follows Ralphie out of the kitchen.
Why do I feel like I'm a kid who's being called into the principal's office?
Restaurant bar.
It's because you are. Listen, before your dad died, he asked me to look after you.
Well, I don't need looking after. I'm a grown man. I got work to do.
Okay, well, just answer me one question.
Make it a fast one.
Why are you giving Kylie such a hard time about the contest?
I want her to trust her talent. I don't want this to end badly for her.
Okay. How about you clarify something?
That's two questions.
All right, I think you're anxious. I think you're scared that once the contest is over, you won't see Kylie again.
Oh, come on, man.
No, you come on. And you're crazy about her. I can see it in your face every time you say her name. You want me to take a poll of the kitchen staff? What are you waiting for? Tell her.
I wanted to, like, 100 times. I don't want to be that guy.
What guy?
that guy who thinks this time it's going to be different.
Are you kidding me? If people didn't think this time is going to be different, they would never go on a date. You can call my wife and ask her. Our whole marriage is based upon those words. Those words should be engraved in schools and churches.
Why? So we can get people's hopes up?
Do you want to live a life without hope? Yeah. Yeah, man.
Later, Kylie enters the inn holding her cell.
Hi, it's Nick. Leave a message.
Nick, listen, I'm up at the inn, and I've been thinking about this contest and how crazy it's getting, and I just have to face the facts. I think I was so excited to be spending time with you again that I actually convinced myself that I could win. And it's nothing you did, it's just me, but I think we both know it wasn't meant to be.
She hangs up. At the restaurant, Nick checks his voicemail. Kylie glances towards the upstairs level.
A little to the right.
Kylie walks up the staircase.
A little to the left. A little to the right.
Upstairs, Alex and Nina chat in front of a red curtain.
Alex, you're overdoing it.
It has to be perfect.
You must trust me, Alex. I assure you she will love it.
Love it.
Kylie, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Stay away. You can't look inside this booth, please.
You guys don't have to be so secretive. I'm withdrawing from the competition.
But you must come tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll ruin everything.
But I thought you'd be happy. You have an even better chance of winning now.
You think I need you to withdraw in order to win?
No, I'm sorry, that came out wrong. Alex, what is going on here?
I need a minute with Kylie. Alone.
Ina walks out.
Alex, will you please tell me what's going on?
It's probably better if I show you.
Behind the curtain is a gingerbread house in the shape of a jewelry store.
I gotta hand it to you. You've hitched your cart to a winner.
Look inside.
Inside the house is an engagement ring. A light illuminates the ring.
Oh my gosh. That is amazing. It's so beautiful, but I don't understand. It's not edible. You're gonna blow your chances at...
I didn't enter this contest to win a trophy.
He pulls out the ring.
I entered to win you.
He kneels.
I want you on my team for life. What? What's wrong?
That word.
Nick appears on the upper landing. He sees Alex kneeling, then leaves.
Nick, wait!
Something tells me it's probably not a... yes.
Alex, this is so impressive, but I really hope you can understand. I'm so sorry.
Kylie dashes upstairs.
Nick?
Kylie finds the exit and goes outside. Nick is walking to his car.
Nick! Nick, wait! Nick, please talk to me.
don't need to talk, Kylie. I have eyes.
I had no idea he was gonna do that.
You didn't exactly look like a woman who was politely declining.
But I did. I told him no the second you left.
Well, maybe you should go back in and say yes.
Why would I do that, Nick? I don't want to be with him. It was just the wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, well, that's how it always is with us. Wrong place, wrong time, wrong you, wrong me. The reason it ended then is the reason it's ending now. It just wasn't meant to be.
Nick gets into his car and drives away. Kylie frowns as she watches the car drive away. Kylie and Tina enter Nick's kitchen.
Nick?
Okay, so he's not here. It doesn't mean anything. People do sleep.
No, Tina, it does mean something. And he won't pick up the phone. He won't return my texts.
Okay, in the grand scheme of things, a man going bonkers at the sight of another man proposing might be a good thing.
I don't care about the grand scheme of things, Tina. I want Nick. Now and forever. I don't think I ever stopped wanting him in my life.
So tell Nick that.
But I told him I don't want Alex.
Hun, that's not the same thing. You need to tell him how you feel about him.
Tina, he said it wasn't meant to be. Do you really think if he knew, it would change things?
Yes.
Ralphie!
Don't Ralphie me. This is my kitchen. Occasionally, I'm in it.
Did you just hear...
Everything. Mm-hmm. Was I eavesdropping? Perhaps. But I have a vested interest in what goes on between you and that, knucklehead. A.K.A. I care. And as a person who cares, I happen to agree with your,
sister.
Sister. Hey, what's up? Who, along with myself, seems to have a little bit more knowledge of human nature than you. And we happen to think that, with a little honesty, you two could work things out.
Yeah, but he's not listening to words. He won't listen to words. So I can't listen to words. I can't tell him words.
Okay, so she's gone off the deep end, and as a relative, I feel this falls on me.
What? No. No, I'm not crazy, but I have an idea.
Hi, what you doing?
I know what my contest history should be. You know, Nick's been saying that I've been focusing on technique, and he's right. I've been focusing on technique, but what I really need to do is just make something that makes people feel something.
Okay, but you do realize that they're judging this contest in, like, what, 12 hours?
Yes, which gives me 12 hours to make my entry. You guys go. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. You know what? Sometimes life comes down to the girl in her oven. Ralphie, if you could, just... could you please make sure that Nick and Bobby come with you tomorrow?
I'll do my best, but...
I have to tell him how I feel. The best way I know how. With gingerbread.
Later, at the inn...
The Helen-based contest is in its 25th year, and the excitement is building as the four semi-finalists are about to get their final score. Now, so far, world-renowned pastry chef Ina Bruckner's jewelry store is the day's standout. However, local favorite Kylie Watson has still not revealed her entry. Now, tension is mounting with mere minutes until the contest deadline. She'll be disqualified if she misses the judges' ceremony at exactly 11 a.m. Time is running out for the Helen native.
Contestants, we are ready to judge your entries. Time is almost up.
Kylie works behind a curtain.
Hey, Cookie Boss, do you hear that? Time's up.
Everyone's waiting.
Come on it, Kylie.
Do I have icing on my face?
I just think of it as the snow angel look. Come on, let's do this.
Kylie exits the curtain.
Ah, Ms. Watson, you have the final entry, and we can't judge it unless you share it with us.
Oh, right. Thank you.
A man assists her as she opens the curtain. The judges look inside at Kylie's entry, a gingerbread carousel.
Very impressive. But does it do anything?
Yes. Would you mind if my assistant hit the switch?
Bobby rushes over.
You tested this, right?
think we're gonna have to just cross our fingers, buddy. Go ahead.
Bobby pushes a button. The carousel begins spinning, resting on his pizza spinner invention. The judges surround the carousel, taking notes on their clipboard. Her carousel includes gingerbread horses. The poles supporting the dome are made from candy canes, and there are tiny pine trees surrounding the outside. The white icing on the roof suggests snow. Nick approaches and looks at the spinning carousel, smiling. Later, the three judges stand at the podium, chatting and comparing notes. Kylie's nieces whisper to each other as Bobby holds Kylie's hand. The judges nod and finish conferring.
And the winner of the American Gingerbread Competition and $25,000 is... Kylie!
Nick raises his arms in celebration. Ralphie hugs Nick, lifting him off the ground. Kylie hugs her nieces and Bobby, then stands and hugs Nick. The judges applaud. Kylie approaches the podium. They hand her a trophy.
Thank you so much.
Kylie returns to the floor and hugs the children and Tina. Later, Kylie walks in the inn, looking at the other entries, including an Empire State Building strung with lights and Ina's jewelry store. Nick enters.
Hey, I thought you guys went home.
I convinced Ralphie to watch Bobby for a few hours. Thought I'd stick around, give you a ride home, maybe take you on a celebratory Christmas excursion.
Excursion? It's to where?
Nick offers his hand, which Kylie takes. They walk out together, as her gingerbread carousel spins. Elsewhere, they arrive at a real carousel, otherwise unoccupied.
I can't believe it's still here.
Kylie, you need to go see more kids' fairs. What do you think? You want to take it on a victory lap?
But the park's closed. How could we?
Hey, I know a guy.
Really? Oh, this is amazing.
It gets better.
Oh, I want this one.
He helps her onto a horse.
I don't think anything can make this more romantic.
I can think of something.
He leans in and kisses her. The carousel begins spinning. Nick gets on a nearby horse, and they ride together. They smile as their horses go up and down. Nick offers his hand, which Kylie takes.